June 3, adding and multiplying, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, 2 Peter 1:3. We may attain unto glory and virtue through weak, sinful mortals by learning daily lessons in the school of Christ, by becoming conformed to the divine image, by manifesting his excellence of character, by adding grace to grace, by climbing round by round the ladder heavenward, by becoming complete in the Beloved, as we shall work upon the plan of addition, by faith adding grace to grace, God will work upon the plan of multiplication and multiply grace and peace unto us. If our youth would take heed to the rules laid down in this chapter and practice them, what an influence they would exert on the side of right. No longer would the law which they have transgressed be a yoke of bondage, but it would be the law of liberty, the freedom of sonship. Having repented toward God, having exercised faith in Christ, they have experienced forgiveness and esteem the law of God above gold, yea, above fine gold. Jesus is the sin-bearer. He takes away our sins and makes us partakers of his holiness. Oh, what tender, pitying love dwells in the heart of Christ toward the purchase of his blood. He is able to save unto the uttermost all who come unto God by him. There is power in these precious promises, and we should cooperate with the working of Christ, devoting all our God-given talents to the service of the Master, that the Holy Spirit may work through us to the glory and honor of Christ. Students should have a growing, expanding idea of what it means to be a Christian. To be a Christian means to be a learner in the school of Christ. It means the connecting of soul, mind, and body with divine wisdom. When this union exists between the soul and God, we are taught of God, who gives wisdom and knowledge. His Spirit imparts thoughts that are clear and holy and gives the knowledge that lives through eternal ages. Those who are consecrated, diligent, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, will reap an eternal reward.